Blog Talk Radio.
J.O. on the track. My show page online at Blog Talk Radio. Thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in as well. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. That's where you guys can call in and listen live to today's show. And you can also be on the air by pressing the number one on your keypad to give your comments and opinions about today's episode. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244, whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues. The professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And please don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Okay, again, thanks guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Now, let's see, today's word of the day is shunpike. Shunpike, S-H-U-N-P-I-K-E. Shunpike is a noun, and it means a side road used to avoid the toll on or the speed and traffic of a superhighway. A side road used to avoid the toll on or the speed and traffic of a superhighway. That's a shunpike. And remember that the word of the day is also, I'm using, you jot down the word of the day each day that you listen to the show. And on Wednesday at 10:10 a.m., I'll ask a question about a word of the day. And you guys can call in. It's first come, first serve. And if you know that the word of that day that I ask for, then you'll win a T-shirt and an armband. And since it's our first contest, I'll be giving away two T-shirts and two armbands on Wednesday, 10:10 a.m. And you have to be listening to the show each day to get the word of the day. And that way you'll know the answer on Wednesday. All right. And again, thank you guys for tuning in. Now, today's weather, let's see, right now, Right now, we're looking at 52 degrees in the ATL, and hang on a minute, guys. I'm just I'm trying to write something real quick. You know, I'm a man, so I can't do two things at once. But today's weather is 52 degrees in the ATL. We're looking at a high today of only 60. We should get rain today. Rain starts about 1 o'clock. There's a 30% chance at 1 o'clock. And then it moves up to 50 and stays at 50% anytime after 2 o'clock. Runs up until 6 or 7 o'clock. By the time sun sets, the rain should be going away. And then it's Wednesday, on Tuesday, we're looking at partly cloudy, 76. Wednesday, thunderstorm, 76. Thursday, partly cloudy. Friday, sunshine in 60. Saturday, sunshine, 61. Sunday, sunshine in 70. So that's your outlook for the week. But right now, it's 53. We're looking at only a high of 60 today. Okay. And again, thanks, guys, for tuning in. Hope you had a great weekend. I know I had a great weekend, just kind of took it easy, you know, excuse me, this weekend. And, so I didn't do a whole lot. Right. So that's just the way it is. Right. I didn't do a whole lot. This weekend kind of just took it easy. All right. Again, thanks, guys, for tuning in. And here we go. Now, today's word of the day. I'm sorry. Today's episode is entitled, "You're dating a handsome man or you're dating a beautiful woman, but the sex is bad." Or are there any more dates after that? Because, you know, men are, and I can only talk from a man's perspective, and men are created, right? We were created by the man upstairs to emotionally, I guess, bond with women. And also to intimately bond with women. And that's what makes continues the population to grow. That's where we get, you know, our kids, and that's where we came from. That's where our kids came from. And that's how it is, right? A lot of women say that they're celibate and they're not having sex until they're married. Some women, and I say some because it's not all, some women are having sex before they're married. Some women are having sex at a very young age. Some women get pregnant at a very young age. And, you know, I believe that's God's way, right? But when you're dating someone, you're dating a handsome man, good-looking man, okay? You ladies dating a good-looking man. And you're not ready to be intimate with him yet, okay? You guys may have just met a couple of weeks ago. You've gone out on a couple of dates or whatever. But after a while, and I don't know what your specific timeline is as far as being intimate with a man that you've gotten to know and you know some things about him. Maybe met his family, yada yada, and now you want to have that intimate date with him, And then you had an intimate date, and y'all go out, and you go back to his place, and, you know, do whatever, and one thing leads to another, and you guys are in bed together. And what you're thinking, maybe during sex, maybe after sex, maybe, you know, on your way home from his place, or he's on the way home from your place, you're thinking, man, now I've dated this guy for 2 months, and we finally sleep together, and he isn't at all what I thought he'd be. You know, he didn't put it down like I thought he would put it down. He talked a great game, but, you know, his game wasn't what I thought it would be. Okay? It was bad. All right? And then you turn around on the flip side, and the same thing about a woman. You got a fine woman, a good-looking woman here, and y'all go out on dates, and you're really digging her. She's digging you. And, you know, y'all get into an intimate moment. You're kissing, yada, yada, and go back to my place, or you get to go back to her place. And y'all have y'all intimate moment, and you're on the way home, or she's on the way home, and you're thinking, man, I thought that she was going to be a great lay, a great girl in bed. She'd be tremendous. She had a really soft and tender kiss. And I just thought that, man, she would be the greatest at lovemaking or in bed. And as it turned out, she wasn't all I thought it she would be. She just laid there. She didn't give me any good vibes, you know, telling me, yeah, that's it. Keep it right there. Keep it right there. You know what I'm saying? So the sex wasn't good. The sex was bad with her. But she's a beautiful woman. She's a nice woman. She's a great personality. Her sex is bad. Now, does that say no more dates? Do you get away from her? Do you get away from him? Do you stop dating him? Or can you be the person to teach him what you want, or teach her what you want or what you like? See, that's the key to this. You meet a person, you guys are really good together, you like doing the same things, all this and all that, but the sex is bad. That doesn't mean that we stop dating. Or is it a deal breaker for you? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. You guys can call in, listen live. I know you're already up on the show. Listen live, and you can press the number 1 on your keypad, and that will alert me that you'd like to come on the air and give your comments or opinions on this episode. Dating a handsome man or a beautiful woman, but the sex is bad. Do you have any more dates? This is very intriguing to me, because there are a lot of people out there who are dating a woman or dating a man, but their sex life is horrible. They have great dates. They go to dinner. They have a great time together. They're meeting each other's friends and all this type of stuff. But you get home and you know, get heavily into each other, and it's not good. She just lays there. Or he just, you know, he just not what you thought he'd be. she's not what you thought she'd be. And a lot of people say that be the end of it. I'm not dealing with her anymore. I don't care how good looking she is or how bad good looking he is. That's not gonna cut it. But what I say is, if you like that person that much, obviously you like them enough to sleep with them. If you like them that much, then I believe that you should take the time and teach. Okay? Some people you have to teach because they may not have had as much experience as you've had. They might not be as experienced as you are. Okay? They may be a few years younger than you, don't have the experience that you have. So for me, I would try to mold them into the sexual being that I want them to be. Right? I want to try to teach them what I like. And I want them to see women when you have a man and he's not doing what you like for him to do as far as intimacy goes, sex goes, then you have to tell him exactly what you like. Don't be afraid of it. It's perfectly normal. Tell him exactly what you like, how you like it. Okay? If you want this guy to be with you for a while, tell him exactly what you like. Tell him how you like it. Tell him to do what you want him to do. And if he doesn't do it, then that's probably a deal breaker right there. Or if she doesn't do it, that's probably a deal breaker right there. Some men like for you to like for women to go, you know, down on them. Some women like for men to go down on them. If that's your deal, then tell them exactly what you want. Tell them how you want it. If you tell a man exactly what you want, how you want it, specific, then he'll try to make that happen. But if you don't tell him what you want or how you want it, and can just continue to, you know, be unsatisfied with him, then things aren't going to work. But I heard a guy say, well, if she can't put it down sexually, because I know I can put it down. That's what the guy said, because I know I can put it down. Then, you know, hey, I'm gone. If the sex is bad, I'm gone. I'm on to another one. But I don't feel like that. I guess I'm a little different there. I feel like I can teach her what I want her to do. And she can do the same thing with me. So if you guys start experimenting together, doing things together, as far as sex goes, because everything else is pretty good, okay? Again, she's a good-looking woman, he's a good-looking man or whatever, you're a good-looking person, then y'all take that and work with it. You really like her, she really likes you. The sex is just not there. That can be corrected. I'm telling you it can. And I'm telling you that some women or some men have a lot more experience than their counterparts. So if you have that experience, then, hey, give that experience to someone else. Help them out. Help them be, because they want to satisfy you. If they didn't, they wouldn't be laying in bed with you. So help them to understand what you want. They want to satisfy you. The women, they want to satisfy you. They just don't know how. So teach them. Tell them how. Tell them exactly what to do. Yeah, you got it right. You got it right there. You're there. And you want to continue to push them that away. And once you teach them that, they'll continue to do that each time. And then the man, and I can only speak from a man's point of view, then the man will start to do things differently. He'll start to do things exactly the way you want him to. And then he'll start to add some different things to this time. Okay? He'll start to add some different things to this time. Then you start getting to where you want to be spontaneous about some, being together sometimes. So you guys may end up not even making it into the house from the garage. Okay? You guys may be on a long drive. You may stop at a little hotel and get together. Right? I mean, there's so many things that you can do to change the way she feels about you sexually. And you must continue to add new things or go back to old things or, whatever. Continue to shake things up. Don't let her understand where you're coming from today. Okay? Don't let her understand. Let her surprise her. Try to surprise her the next day. Something different, shake things up. Man, if you shake things up, and if you shake things up and then you do what she wants you to do, man, you're all in. There's no way that you can fail from that. There's no way that you can fail from that. If she tells you exactly what she wants, there's no way that you can fail. So, ladies, although you have a great-looking man and he's not that good in bed, tell him what you want. Teach him. Teach him what you want. Show him exactly what to do. And I guarantee you, he'll try to make you happy with that. And if the men out there, you say, I know how to put it down. I can put it down. It's just her, man. She just lays there. She doesn't do anything, she take off her clothes and get in bed and that's it. But you have to be the one to help her. Teach her. Tell her what you like. Show her how to do it. Do whatever, guys. Do whatever you have to do to keep her. Because she's a great-looking woman, great personality again. You guys like doing things together and hanging out. She could be the one. But a lot of guys are telling me, she sex no good. I'm done. I'm moving on to the next one. Well, she may think that about you. And then all of a sudden she cuts you off and you don't even know why. Right? And I don't know, man. We just kind of drifted apart. Y'all drifted apart because she didn't tell you how to put it down, so to speak. She didn't tell you how to put it down. Man, I love that girl, but, you know, we just weren't compatible. You know, and she ended up moving on. Or she ended up moving out. It's only one reason for that. It's only one reason for that. It's not time, it's not money, it's sex. Period. That's all it is. So if you ladies would teach your man what to do, how to do it, that's going to make you feel better, right? And it's going to make him feel better because he feels like he's doing the right thing, making you happy. So if you're happy, he's happy, then it makes for a great relationship. And it makes for great nights or evenings or mornings or afternoons in bed. And that is a crucial part of a relationship. I know some of you women out there saying, I don't do sex. You know, I'm not going to have sex until we're married. I tried that in another relationship and things didn't work out. I'm not having sex until we get married. Well, you know, you'll probably see that guy spin his wheels out of your driveway getting away from you. So, you know, but that's your thing. I'm not telling you to not do that. I'm just saying that's your thing. Stick with that. If that's your thing, stick with that. Okay? Some men and some women say that if we can't have sex together, we can't understand each other and see how each other are put together. If we can compatible sexually, then, you know, marriage is not going to come. Some people are like that. Some people's marriages have fallen apart because they didn't know about the sexual tendencies of their partner. And once they got married and they see that their partner is a loose cannon, they're not comfortable with that. And they have to get away from that person. So I'm not telling you to get out there and sleep with somebody and that's not your thing. I'm not telling you that. What I'm saying is that if you're in a relationship and if you're dating someone and you guys are really serious about each other and having a great time together and think it's going to go further on towards being a fiancé and getting married and things like that, if you're talking about that, then that should be something that you find out about each other. You have to be compatible in that situation as well. All right, 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. I'm getting ready to get out of here, guys. I've got a lot to do before work today, but remember, on Wednesday, this Wednesday at 10:10 a.m., you guys will have the contest at 10:10 a.m., and it will be about one of the words of the day, okay? I'm going to ask you what was the word of the day on Friday. And if you listen to the show on Friday, you know what the word of the day was. And if you be the first caller to call in and get that correct, you'll win a T-shirt, two T-shirts, and two armbands on Wednesday, okay? So you guys stay tuned to the show. Tell your friends about it and tell them to listen in to the Frank Williams Show. Again, thanks, guys, for tuning in. Take care of yourselves. I hope you guys have a great, great Monday and a great rest of the week. And so take care of yourselves, guys. I'm Frank. I'm over.
Yeah.
And I'm out. I'll see you guys tomorrow. Same time, same place. Right here. 91,
not stepping game. After what the 411 things ain't been the same, and I can't complain. But with all this fame comes a whole lot of pain. But I'm so glad to be here.
And I'm gonna shine on me until my heart stops.